This is Radio Tirana broadcasting English. From the 30th of March 2014 to the 25th of October 2014, Radio Tirana broadcasts in short waves in the following times and frequencies. For UK, from Monday to Saturday, from 20 to 2030 UTC, at a frequency of 7,465 kHz and 41 meters. And for North America, from Tuesday to Sunday, from 1.30 to 2 o'clock UTC on the frequency 9,845 kHz in 31 meters.
Hello, Radio Tirana listeners, and welcome to our English broadcast. Today you'll hear the news edition, press review, Albanian economy and facts, and finally, around Albania. Stay tuned with Radio Tirana. And now the most top stories. The Albanian Prime Minister, Edi Rama, commented on social networks about the stances held by the opposition regarding the education reform and the CEZ agreement. The Democratic Party can only be against removing the fraud schemes from the education system. The past cries for the past on behalf of the past, Rama declared. The opposition rejected the higher education reform, especially the closing of the 17 private institutions that the Ministry of Education and Sports found with abuses. Yesterday, the Democratic Party leader, Basha, considered this reform as based on personal interests. Rama also mentioned to the Democratic Party's stance on the CEZ agreement. Democratic Party is against the agreement with CEZ, and the people who buried our energy system in debt show their sad faces on screen now, Rama declared. Democratic Party has been accusing the government of causing a $3 billion loss through the agreement with CEZ. 2 weeks after the huge unprecedented theft of the Bank of Albania, the government reacted by calling it a serious crime and a big challenge for justice. Through an announcement for the media, the Council of Ministers says that the prosecution should make a quick and comprehensive investigation for punishing anyone involved in this shocking crime. This act is also a huge challenge for the authority and safety of the Bank of Albania. The announcement says we should review all rules and the mechanisms so that these things will not happen again in the future. The government's declaration didn't mention Governor Polanyi, who has been at the center of the media attention for the past days, not even the Supervisory Council. According to the government, this is a big challenge for other institutions, the parliament and the government, for analyzing and come up with a constructive conclusion for their cooperation with international financial institutions, for the legal measures that are needed for guaranteeing a solid and transparent inspection system for the activity of this key institution. The Supervisory Council of the Bank of Albania rejected the proposition of the former MP of the Socialist Party, Ermelinda Raneksi, currently member of this council, for the resignation of the governor, Ardian Fulani. In an extraordinary meeting held in this Wednesday, seven members of this council voted in favor of the proposition. It was rejected with 6 votes against and 1 in favor. If even this council would approve the governor Fulani to be discharged, the proposition would also need the vote of the Albanian parliament. The Public Supervision Board will investigate the international company that has audited the Bank of Albania. Chairwoman Ardiana Berberi declared that she has asked an official information from the central bank. We have identified the audit companies that the bank has invited in the past 4 years. We also asked about the procedures that the bank uses for selecting the companies that serve to the public, not just to the bank. We asked about the verification of the materials for the annual financial reports, declared Ardiana Berberi, chairwoman of the Public Supervision Board. Albania implements international audit standards that have been built to avoid and prevent financial frauds. In the case of the bank, the board will investigate the entire procedure followed by the audit company, including their communication with the bank leaders. The case of the bank is related to the fact that it has fulfilled the conditions and standards that have been requested for taking the emission. If the company has made the procedures, such as those related with one of the most important standards, number 240, which takes into consideration the fact of frauds and mistakes, same as it is important implementation that are made by the standard related to the evaluation of the internal control in the entity. Avoiding or not evaluating the communication with the direction properly will certainly damage the work quality, Barberi declared. He appealed to the citizens to reject this authoritarian effort that, according to him, aims to make blackmails to all citizens. They want to hear the private conversations of whoever they want. In April, the European Court took a decision and told phone companies that they would be punished if they would save the data of private users, while our government tells phone companies that they will be punished if they do not give the private data. This is the biggest threat to the freedom of the Albanian people in these 23 years. This is being done by a person who brought crime in parliament, the opposition leader declared. Also, Mr. Basha mentioned the government decision for closing a series of private universities, which according to him hides corrupted and clientelist interests. The result of the ministerial inspection ordered by him came out as he wanted them to be. The education is being reformed by a person that cannot stand school. Same as during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, they appointed unqualified people to judge the qualified ones. When the national education was looking for political support, there comes the violent hand of incapability, revenge and ignorance. This is a project that is based on corruption and clientelism. That's why it should not be allowed to succeed. And finally, after the inspection of the Ministry of Education in 59 private and higher education institutions, it came out that two-thirds of them do not complete the basic standards related to the admission number, qualifications and staff. Besides private universities, the report shows a bad situation in many public ones. More than 70% of the collegial institutions have been approved, although they were against the regulations. The Ministry of Education, besides closing several branches of public universities, has decided to lower the admission quota, to close programs and ask for the individualization of the responsibilities for the decision taken in the collegial institutions. The penalization for the public branches that will be closed is not being allowed to take new admission for the first year. As for the rest, there are 5,820 students who will have their diplomas verified from their respective universities, Minister of Education and Sport Lindita Nicola declared. But which are these public universities that will be sanctioned? The Tirana University will close its branches in Kukës and Saranda. The medicine faculty will close its branches in Kukës and Saranda too. The agricultural university will close its branches in Lushnje and Tirokastër. Radio Tirana listeners, that was all about the news. In the months to come, press review. We start today's press review with Ship Daily Paper. The inauguration of Bayram Tsuri Murarkai Road and its development perspective, together with the impact brought by the administrative reform, were the focus of the meeting held by the Deputy Prime Minister Niko Peleshi in Tropoja. The territorial reform is not just a caprice for making a new map or for changing borders. Albania is one and it needs to be developed in its entire territory. It will not be only in the capital. We will not have only the coastline getting developed. The Albanian people must feel good in Tropoja, Saranda, Konispol and in every place. But this cannot be done simply with promises and a few roads, Peleshi declared. One of the main complaints of the citizens was the lack of development policies and lack of attention from the state for helping with the economic growth. More than for the road, we are interested to know about the development potentials and how can we support them with infrastructure and other projects. We must sit and talk about development plans, which include agriculture, economy, and business opportunities and tourism, which is very important, the Deputy Prime Minister declared. And the second paper for today, Panorama. The Ambassador of the United States of America, Alexander Arvizu, stressed the support of the USA for the educational reform and the latest decision for closing some of the private and public universities in Albania. Ambassador Arvizu, in a Twitter post, has congratulated the Minister of Education and Sports, Lilita Nikola, for the initiative by considering her as very courageous. Albania has lots of experts where it can support. A lot of professors and students work in a great way in Albania. They deserve a system with reputation that matches their devotion. We support the courageous initiative of the Minister Nikola for the reform in education. The reform in the educational system is critical, but this initiative is a good start, concludes his post to U.S. Ambassador to Tirana, Alexander Arvizu. And that was all about press review.
Thank you.
economy on facts. The Bank of Albania notes that the economy has been revived lately, despite many risks. There is no complete report if the growth is coming due to the economic cycle and seasonal factors, or because the government has influenced here with some interventions. The Minister of Economy, Albina Matai, does not exclude these reasons, but pushes the argument of the new policies brought by the new socialist government. Based on tradition, the first trimester was not expected to be very powerful, but thanks to the work done in the second semester of 2013, with the stabilization of finances, improvement of the business climate and the payment of debts to businesses and the reduced taxes, the revenues of citizens have increased. Although remittances have dropped, consumption rates have grown due to the production and decreased services. Besides the risks that were mentioned in the past week by the Bank of Albania, Minister Armetai identified another danger related to the elected power. The energetic situation is another risk, a very difficult situation that has been inherited. There have been intensive work for almost 1 year to improve the situation, and the distribution operator is now preparing for reconstructing. The socialist government has based its economic growth program on two basic sources, agriculture and tourism, but these sectors, according to the specialized analysis even from the Bank of Albania, are still unstable. Arben Ahmetaj said that they are working to stimulate them through fiscal packages. The agriculture package that will launch in September will have its effects for the continuity. The signs show clearly that tourism has grown in quality and quantity. These elements will consolidate the economic growth with 2%, Ahmetaj declared. Radio General listeners, that was all about Albanian economy on facts. And the last feature for today around Albania. Today, Radio TR listeners will speak about the Albanian tourist villages in the southern part of our country. First sight over the Ionian coast is viewed once you pass Qafa Logaras or the Logara Pass, and the road is gliding to stream at Palasa. In front of you there is a wonderful panorama of the villages Palasa, Gjilek and Vermit amidst the olive tree greenery, and further on the south there is the Orthonos Island, the most northern island of Greece, and Corfu in the middle of the sea zone. Journey becomes more attractive as the road meandering ashore from one hand the grandiosity of the sea and its endless coast, and on the other hand the austerity of the Chica mountain that falls sharply on the sea, a special geographic phenomenon appearing more and more impressive while the road continues the descending, is also the delta of Palasa stream. It is situated on the northernmost part of the Palasa village and the beach with the same name. It comprises a big cone of deposits created by the solid flows of the Palasa stream. This is known also with the name Stream of White Roads, and the sailors and geographers like and widely use this name. It has the shape of a very open fan. It is formed by the solid flows of the stony stream. It is the biggest and most beautiful cone ever created by the stony streams all over the country. Its length from the sea line to its climax near the bridge where the automobilistic road reaches to 1 kilometer. Columbus is more than 2 kilometers. In the latter, the bridge of white roads is created having a length of more than 1.5 kilometers and an average height to 20 to 30 meters. Beach has rough sands and more wood and gravel. On the surface of the cone, there are several dried beds of the stream, which do not have natural herbs, and due to the limestones and grit, they always seem white. And this is where the name White Rose Woods come from. It presents scientific values, didactic and touristic. If you want to see from near the delta and beach around it, you should leave the automobilistic road at the bridge over the stream and to follow below the stream direction up to the delta and sea. Automobilistic road continues further on across Palasa village, which is singled out for its picturesque placement, like in the white natural balcony amid the wonderful environment of the rare static values. Symbols of the village are age-long oak tree and the church of St. Dimitros, reconstructed in 1828, which is situated in its center. In the village there are traces of an early settlement, which become known in particular for the debarkation of the fleet of Julius Caesar, who from there organized the attacks against the army of Pompey situated in Oricum. For those who approach into the sea prior to arrive to Palasa Beach, you may visit the Roman old stone quarry in the place called Gramata. Village is surrounded by olive trees, lemon trees, orange trees and vineyards. Below it on the sea line there is a beach of Palasa. In all of these together have given special development to the tourism recently, which is expressed in many constructions like villas, hotels, etc. As you leave the Palasa village, many beaches, settlements and bays follow one another, which add further on the beauty of the Ionian coast. The following coming are Dermi, Vuno, Yala, Himara, Porto Palermo and Ceparo. And here we conclude Around Albania. Vegetarian listeners, with the feature Around Albania, we end today's broadcast. Thank you for staying with Radio Tirana.
Stanford.